Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mas, so many gifts and favors to the human being. And Allah ta'ala himself in the Qur'an al-Hakim has stated that my ni'mas, my favors on the human being, la taqnatu, are so many that if you wanted to count or to see, you would not be able to gather them and see or be able to ascertain. There are so many infinite gifts and favors and ni'mas of Allah ta'ala on the human being. And the reality is this, the haqiqat is this, that we don't even appreciate or recognize that Allah ta'ala's ni'mas are upon us, and we utilize Allah's ni'mas. We use them. We implement things that Allah ta'ala has given to us. We don't even realize that Allah ta'ala has given us ni'mas. Oh, it's okay, I'm just doing this. And we think we're following a routine path. But we don't realize, or we don't appreciate, but we'll realize at that time when Allah ta'ala takes that ni'mah back or away, when Allah ta'ala takes that ni'mah away, then we'll realize, oh, Allah ta'ala gave me such a great gift and ni'mah, and I wasted it. I wasted it. Like, for example, if Allah ta'ala gives us something, or for example, you get a gift from someone and you don't appreciate the gift. For example, you have rich parents, wealthy parents, and they have children, and the children just get everything on a plate and they use the wealth of the parents, or they waste the wealth of the parents. And because the children attain that wealth without effort, but when that wealth disappears, then they realize, we had a lot of wealth, we had money, there was a ni'mah, there was some ease that I attained from my parents. And may Allah Ta'ala not allow that a difficult time comes across us in life, that Allah Ta'ala takes the ni'mah back that we did not appreciate. May Allah forgive, may Allah protect. It's better, isn't it better that from the beginning, from the first out, from the outset, we appreciate Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah. We should remember this. Allah is the Khaliq, Mutaliq. He is so great. Every breath that we breathe is not ours. If I breathe in, I may not be able to breathe out. If somebody, for example, you see somebody eats and then he chokes and he's crying out, bring water, and they're punching him on the back, that we need this morsel of food to get down past the throat, and he stopped breathing, struggling. So if Allah wants, He can grab the ni'mas back from us, because we don't just have one, we have thousands of gifts that Allah has given us. Let's take one ni'mah, that if we can't move our hands, imagine how many things will stop in our life. And if Allah has given us this ni'mah of the hand, if He takes it back, then how much we'll realize that Allah gave us the hand, that how good was my hand. How good was my hand. How useful. We are so foolish and crazy that Allah Ta'ala has given us so many things in our life. We don't think about them. We don't appreciate them. We don't consider them. Isn't this the case? That we are so ungrateful about the ni'mah as well, that we think they are ours? That we possess them? That we own them? That is due to us? And someone says, oh, it was due to me. I did this, and this is why this happened, and this is why that happened. And we show our greatness. We show our greatness. So it's better that Allah Ta'ala gives us the recognition and ways. May Allah Ta'ala not allow that we don't understand the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We should realize them and appreciate them and utilize them the way that Allah Ta'ala wants us to. Is this fair? Is this okay, what I'm saying? Yes. Now, for example, youth is Allah's ni'mah, and childhood is Allah's ni'mah, and old age is also Allah's ni'mah. This is also a ni'mah of Allah, old age. There are extreme benefits in old age, a lot of benefits in old age. Old age. And is this not a ni'mah? That in old age, a person who has a black beard and it becomes white, this is a ni'mah. This is a blessing. This is a big benefit. Allah Ta'ala says, when a human being comes to me who has a white beard, a grey beard, Allah says, then I have haya and I forgive that person. I forgive that person. And we start to colour that beard to make it hide. We put brown on or dark colours. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala has given this ni'mah, that white hairs, grey hairs are ni'mah. Old age is ni'mah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given is a ni'mah. Why do we change it? Why do we try to conceal it? And imagine that you can put as much dark color as you want and beautiful colors, and then they'll still call you uncle. Uncle, sit down here. And they'll say that, I'm not uncle, I'm young. I go to a wedding. Uncle, bring this. And the girl says, sit here, uncle. Sit down. And he says, oh, I wasted the color, the dye, the money. Why? Because he rejected Allah's ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala gave him the ni'mah, the white or the grey hairs. Why are we hiding them? Okay, there is ijazah, permission, shari'ah. I'm not saying that this is not the case. There is permission for this that we can color or dye their hair and we put the color on. That's okay. But I'm just making the point. So there are many ni'mas. But today, while I was sitting down, I was thinking about a ni'mah. You know, we see here some bottles of water here that I've seen. When I saw these bottles of water, then I remembered. It was all of this I saw, that whatever I'm presenting at your service is what is in my mind. And I thought, look here. What a great ni'mah in this bottle. What is concealed or sealed in the bottle? Water. And this is a big ni'mah of Allah, water. What a big ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We start to utilize the water. Imagine the benefits of water. Person's body, most of our body consists of water. If we evaporate the water inside our bodies, if we heat up the body, then more, approximately 99%, if not around that mark, is water. And such a great ni'mah has given to us. If you take out all the benefits of water, but I see one benefit I understand at this moment in time. Shall I tell you that benefit? Shall I tell you? I see one benefit of water. The Allah Ta'ala, in reality, the water is given is not that we, for example, will spread it or make things grow. There are thousands of benefits, but there's one benefit prime. And this clicked in my mind, and the water tells us itself that where does water come from? Allah Ta'ala's, all His ni'mas, they come from the earth. But why the water comes from the sky, from the heavens? So then I thought, oh, there must be something special about water. Special quality. And suddenly this thought came that there's something special in the water, that we've concealed it or sealed it in the bottle. But it's not coming out of the earth, the ground. It's coming from the sky, from the heavens. And then it falls onto the ground. Then there's the water table and the wells and the fountains and the rivers. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala, why is He prepared for water from the skies, from the heavens? There must be some special quality. Do you know what the special quality of water is, my friends? Do you know the best quality? And this is the quality which is the common quality of water, and it's objective, because water purifies the human being. Say subhanallah again. So because water purifies the human being. If you want to purify the carpet, bring water. If you want to purify your clothes, bring water. If you want to pray salah, bring water. If you want to do wudu, bring water. What a great quality. What a great resource. Doesn't matter how dirty is a person, how dirty he is. Soon as he puts water on his body, he becomes so pure that he can touch the Quran and kiss the Quran, the book of Allah. Imagine what qualities water has. We see that Allah Ta'ala says that doesn't matter how dirty you are. Doesn't matter if you're filled with dirt and impurity. But as soon as water is placed upon your body, a few cupfuls or a bucket of water in there, then you'll be pure. And then when you see that person is in the state of janab with impurity, when it's fard on him to have a wash, then we see that the dirt, it spreads within the hairs in the body. And there's a lot of dirt. But subhanallah, water has such quality that three cupfuls here, three here, and he's totally pure. Subhanallah. So we need to think here, that mashallah, we are from the hot climates and the hot countries. Where I came from was very hot. And if a person did not wash two or three times in the day, have a bath, then he would become very dirty indeed and smelly. And if the water source was not available and water was scarce, then what would make you feel very uncomfortable is the fact that you can have a bath, you'll feel the smell from the sweat, from the body, from your mouth, you can rinse your mouths, your clothes will smell, and you become a collection of smell. And if a person without having a bath comes and sits down with you, then the person falls unconscious that, oh, a lot of smell's coming from this person. A lot of smell. Isn't this the case? So this is the speciality of water that Allah Ta'ala has made, the quality of water. Allah's karam and mercy, doesn't matter how much sweat comes, as soon as a person puts water on his body, he becomes fresh. Okay, is this the case? That for becoming fresh, person takes the assistance of water. It doesn't matter how tired you are, have a bath, mashallah, and suddenly the person becomes fresh and awake and alert. Isn't this the case? Do you understand what I'm saying? So shall I continue now? Okay. So now we understand that Allah Ta'ala's big ni'mah is water. Great gift is water. And the big quality of water, its quality is that the biggest ni'mah of water is what? That the work of water is that it purifies the human being. Otherwise, a person could be the mound of smell if we don't have water, because there's so much impurity within us. So now, Is a person just with this quality and that's it? Think. Allah Ta'ala has praised a person from the zahir and the batin. It's not just the zahir, external body, that Allah Ta'ala has praised me, because we have two parts to ourselves, the physical and the spiritual. The external and the internal. And the batin is the same as the zahir. Allah says this in the Quran, that our batin, our inner state, our inner soul, our heart, everything is like the same way. The batin, the inner state, soul, also becomes impure. And the smell also emanates from inside. And in the same way, there's dust, impurity, bad smell, or mud, or dirt from inside. And reality, what we have, the dirt on our external body, we see this. And worse, many times over, is the effect and the smell of the batin that is within us. And the difference is this, that we have a lid on it. Allah Ta'ala has put a lid on it, but it becomes apparent in its own way. The smell of the batin, just like a person, bahir, externally, he is impure, and if he doesn't use water, then he stays smelly and dirty. In the same way, that same individual, if that individual does not wash and purify the batin, the inner state, the inner soul, then the inner state becomes dirty, impure, and smelly. Remember this. There's no difference. There's no difference. One day, if I don't wash or have a bath, I'll be smelly. And if one day I don't purify my batin, my inner state, my soul, then what will be the hal, the condition of my batin? That 10 sins, rather 100 sins extra, will come out of that stench smell. The smell of lying, it spreads for miles, and the angels run for miles. They don't come close to that person because he's lying. There's so much smell inside him. Tawbah, that not one angel comes near to him. The liar. Because of the stench of lying. Tell me, we backbite, we gossip, we lie, we swear at people, just like we're eating parathas. Nice, tasty parathas with pickle. And we speak badly against people, we do waste of time talk. The tongue doesn't stop from nonsense speaking. We don't look at our status or our age. We speak such nonsense and rubbish, sitting, swearing at him, swearing at the youngster, olders. We disrespect olders. We have no adab, no manners. Yani, so many failures due to our internal state that a man's amazed when he looks and sees and hears that there's so much impurity within us that causes this result. So now we need to see, we need to think and consider that, okay, fair enough, Allah Ta'ala has given us water to purify and wash our external self, our body. So my brothers, has Allah Ta'ala not given a cleaning agent to purify the batin? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. That there must be something to wash our batin. Allah has given the water or cleaning agent. If that water or cleaning agent wasn't present, just like we don't have physical water to wash our bodies, if we don't have the cleaning agent for the batin, then today man would be worse than the cats and dogs. And they are like this. People who implement such bad actions. And there are human beings like this. That they don't wash themselves, they don't bathe themselves internally, they don't wash their batin with the cleaning agent. They don't know. They don't know. What is that? What is it that they don't know? What is it that Allah has given us as a cleaning agent that washes and purifies the batin? Dhikr Allah, Subhanallah. Remembrance of Allah. And this is a necessity of life. Ibadah is on its own. Thawab is on its own, on the side. But water, just like we wash our bodies with water, the cleaning agent of dhikr is essential, critical for us. When we make a house, we'll make the taps and the pipes and the water tank. Where will water come from? We'll consider this. And if a human being wants to exist in this world, in life, then first he needs to prepare for his wujud, his body. Then also he needs to consider, how will my batin be cleaned? And those who have alertness and who are awake, they think, this is my zahir, it becomes dirty and impure and smelly. Allah shukr, I'm grateful Allah has given water a million times over. Allah, you also give me a cleaning agent, a solution to wash my batin, and that is the dhikr of Allah. I should learn dhikr. Yes, no, I shouldn't waste a second in which I do not learn dhikr of Allah, or should delay doing dhikr. Not a second. But it's sad, people don't know. They don't realize that I need to wash myself within my batin. I don't look at my character. The reason for the spoiled character is that I have impurity within, and it's ingrained, and that's spoiled my character. Otherwise, insan, the human being, the mu'min, who has iman, has Quran, has everything, faith, how can his character be spoiled? Today, the whole ma'ashara society, if we look at it, and just wander around in society, Islamic countries, Pakistan, Indian subcontinent, we have fraud, it spread so much, and the honest person will be embarrassed. Rather, the dishonest person will be embarrassed. Why did you take me out of it? Why did you expel me? Look, think about it. The half the country, they devoured the wealth and they wasted it and stole it. And they said, why do you expel me? Expel me from the country. Such is the hal, the condition, that an individual doesn't know that how dirty am I? How dirty am I? He cannot even see himself in the mirror. And this is common today. We see that people, for example, taking bribes and lying and stealing and committing fraud today has become part of life for people. The reason for this is that we have left the dhikr of Allah. And if this qawm, when this qawm used to do the dhikr of Allah, when it used to remember Allah, subhanallah, this was a qawm on the highest of ranks, highest of stages. The qawm, the ummah. People used to trust the ummah, the Muslimin, that the non-Muslims would give in trust to the Muslims their possessions, their assets, that for 5 years I'm going away, or for a year, and I'm giving these items to you. When I come back, I'll take them from you. This was the yaqeen that people had on the mu'mineen, because their batin were clean, and morning and evening they used to do the dhikr of Allah, and they used to purify their hearts and their souls, and that's why they were good people with good characters. That's why it stated, الَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. That's why it's stated. That how can a person be corrected, improved? That we will make our own graves dirty if we go into the grave in this state. We have to do dhikr of Allah, clean our hearts, our souls, our inner state, our inner self. And do we do dhikr for this reason, so we can become walis of Allah, or Sufis, or a peer, or a sheikh? No. This is the necessity of life. That is lazim, that I need to bathe in the morning and in the evening. I need to wash myself in the morning and in the evening. We have to see this, we have to experience this. That if you don't do dhikr for 3 days and you're a dhakir, if you don't do dhikr for 3 days and your tabiat, your condition, your character will tell you itself that what position am I in. And lazim, that if people say, I have to have a bath, I have to wash, I'm dirty. And the same way we have to say, my batin is dirty, it's been affected. If one day, if a mu'min misses the dhikr in the morning, then his whole day passes by in a bad way. I don't know what's happened, he feels bad, he feels low, because he hasn't done ghusl, hasn't washed himself. And we should experience this. We should experience this. So this is the life, wahid style of a person. This is purity. Just like when the body becomes pure, we can do good actions and we can spread goodness. So if a person is dark inside, then subhanAllah, those same angels who run up far from that person because of his impurity. Stated in hadith that the dhakir, he is such a person that in the path that he's walking, the angels start to say salam to him. And people say, who is this man? I don't know him. And it's an angel who's asking this, subhanAllah. And it happens, for example, you're walking, somebody says salam to you, meets you, and you say, who is this person? I didn't recognize him. And he says, I didn't see him, this is the first time I've seen him as well. Subhanallah. Because that person becomes so fresh and pure and clean from inside, and there's no impurity left, and the good fragrance is spreading. The angels feel like going and meeting the man and saying salam to him. Meeting him. It's guaranteed that that person, those people who do the dhikr of Allah, their batin are clean and pure from inside, because they bathe regularly, they wash regularly. So my request was this, that those individuals who are regular in the dhikr of Allah, in doing the dhikr of Allah morning and evening, don't leave this. They will realize themselves when they feel unwell inside. But those who have not learned dhikr, who have not learnt dhikr, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. That should we be embarrassed about bad things, or should we be embarrassed about good things? Good things, this is the good thing. Dhikr of Allah's ni'mah. And we are in need of dhikr. And we're getting this regularly on a plate. So why should we leave it? Why do we discard it? Can a person leave dhikr? This is such a need, essential, critical. We're getting it free of charge, with ease, not even have to work hard for it. For example, and somebody's telling you that do dhikr in the morning and the evening. Is this difficulty for us, or is this a favor? It's a favor. And his bathroom will be clean. What he is not today, he will not be tomorrow. And what he is tomorrow, he won't be the day after. And people in the world will be amazed by looking at him. The more a person does the dhikr of Allah, the more his goodness will spread. The more his goodness will spread. So my brothers, dhikr, we should love the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr is a great ni'mah of Allah. Wa la dhikr Allahi akbar. Okay? Whenever you get an opportunity, those people who have not learned dhikr, then if you meet a wali of Allah, then the first thing you need to obtain from the wali of Allah is, please teach me dhikr. Other things afterwards. Other things after dua for this person, dua for that, dua for this. They These are things we're after. First, please give me the water, the cleaning agent, so that I can purify myself inside, because I'm very dirty inside. When I sleep, I've got no peace, I've got money, dawlat, wealth. Sometimes this occurs, sometimes that occurs. In the evening, I cannot sleep, and the doctors say I've got depression. They've given me the tablets, and I try my best to be good and happy, and from my tongue, bad impurities come out. And my feeding always tells me, go towards impurities, look at this film, look at this program, waste time, look at this, look at that scene. And from my heart, ajib messages come, and my age is increasing, I don't understand what to do. Ajib, greed is increasing, hiras, and all of these things are present within that person. So you should say straight away that, let me learn the dhikr of Allah, and the little bit of dhikr that I learn, I should be consistent on this regular. Alhamdulillah, peace upon peace and satisfaction will come into life. Alladheena tatma'inna qulubina bi dhikrillah. You will feel sleepy in the night, and greed will come out, and respect will increase amongst people. Yes? Do you think respect comes from nothing? From promises and just following up on what you say? Fair enough, the promises come and they go. And the remembrance of the sitting comes and goes. And status comes and goes. And then nobody will ask when the status is lost. But the person who is pure and clean and has respect that Allah Ta'ala has given, alhamdulillah, as time passes, as the age increases, then people salute him. The makhluk, the creation, salutes that person. They say salam. They come to that person. They submit in front of that person. So brothers, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah is an ajeeb point here, that the dhikr of Allah, its quality is it cleans us inside, purifies us inside, dirty things come out. And the bad habits that we are inclined towards, that we are looking towards today, there are many things that are present in society. That person then starts to dislike them. If you're a father, then if you dislike something, then your children would dislike those things. Yes, your children, they say, daddy, he doesn't do this, my uncle doesn't do this, my mamu doesn't do this, mama doesn't do this, so I'll feel embarrassed as well doing it. And ma'ashara, society is such, dad, have you got matches? Give me the matches so I can light the cigarette. They're asking from the father the matches to strike, light the cigarette. Here, the father says, hey, son, let's smoke together. Let's have a cigarette together. Happens, doesn't it? How sad and sharam and shame and haya and modesty is gone because we are dirty inside. Because we're dirty inside. Impure inside. First of all, I saw a person, and when I saw this, it went dizzy. There was a son and father, and he said, dad, have you got the lighter? I said, what's he saying to his dad? He said, it's over there. Go, bring it, so I can light the cigarette as well. And the father, he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and he's giving the cigarette to his son, so he can light his cigarette as well. Imagine. So this, the reason for this is this. That we don't do dhikr. In whichever house there's no dhikr, there will not be sukoon there. There will not be satisfaction there. Allah's rahmah will not come there. Allah's mercy won't come there because there's no pakizgi. In those homes where there's no sakina, the question doesn't arise. Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikri la tatma'innul qulub. How can it be that the sakina will come? Allah says that it cannot be. You'll get success. You say, oh, jinn has come. Problems, difficulties, this person done magic on me, this has happened and that has happened. Nothing, nobody does no magic on anybody, no black magic wherever there's dhikr, there's no black magic. Impossible. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, that those who do the dhikr, well, the places that do dhikr, where dhikr is done, it becomes a fort from all four sides. No shaitan can enter into that abode. No shaitan. No evil. And if there's a problem, then that's the wretchedness of that individual because of his actions due to impurities and dirt that has come inside. So we need to purify our wujud. Wherever you do dhikr, that place will become pure, the house will become pure, that house will become nur. It will become nur. And here, if there's dhikr done here in the heart, you will experience that small children, young children, they start to get the desire that, daddy, I want to learn dhikr as well. Tell me how to do dhikr. What to do? And they enjoy doing dhikr. They enjoy it. I am amazed that there's a family that does the dhikr, that did it, and there were children, 2.5 years old, 2 years old, not even 2 years old for that daughter. And he said, look at the kamal, that we listen to dhikr, and she's awake and she listens. Then she's sitting alongside me. Tell me, a girl who is less than 2 years old, she recited the whole durood sharif that we recite. And then she was asked, that which kalma do you know? She said, Ya Baqi Antal Baqi. She started to rejoice by saying, Ya Baqi Antal Baqi. Subhanallah. And 2.5 years old, less than 2 years old. Less than 2 years old. Tell me. I'm surprised, subhanAllah, because this is fitratan natural, that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, natural effect it has is to create goodness. In good practice, so inshallah, you should make attempts and try. Every brother should learn dhikr. Alongside dhikr, you have muhabbat for dhikr. And consider it as an essential thing. We're not favoring Allah if we're doing dhikr of Allah. This is the part of our life. It's an essential part of life, component. It's like water. We should put the water into the bottle and seal it with a cap. Keep it at home. And whenever you feel unwell, you see that there's a problem, shaitan's coming, straight away going to maraqabah. Straight away do maraqbah, dhikr of the heart. Straight away, and I've learned dhikr from Hazrat, my teacher. Straight away, just as the dhikr has been instructed, you start maraqbah, inshallah your problems will be solved. Inshallah the problems will be solved. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and give us the capability. Ameen.